The city of Rochester released an advisory over the weekend about possible coronavirus exposure at a recent protest. Activists say some Rochester police officers who responded were not wearing masks. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
On Sunday, the city of Rochester reported that there may have been an exposure risk at a protest outside of 57 Glasgow Street, where a court-ordered eviction was taking place. Protesters at the December 18th eviction blockade say Rochester police officers who were not wearing face masks posed the greater risk of coronavirus spread. Allie Dettinger with the Citywide Tenant Union of Rochester was one of the protesters. She says she doesn't dispute that people were potentially exposed to COVID-19.
We just think it's disingenuous to not point out that RPD is also a huge piece of that they have consistently been observed throughout protests all summer, throughout community interactions, and at the Glasgow blockade, not wearing masks.
RPD policy mandates that all employees wear face coverings while in direct contact with the public. Captain Mark Mura with the RPD says that wasn't the case with some officers who were at the Glasgow Street protest.
Some of the video I saw showed officers without masks on, and those officers are in the process of being retrained with the usage of their masks.
Justin Roy, the city's communication director, says the exposure report initially came from a protester's relative.
Who said, hey, the family member of mine who was at the protest was ill and it tested positive for COVID. And I wanted to share that and was also aware potentially that a second protester that was with that individual was also positive for COVID.
Roy says there was no evidence given of the test result, but the mayor's office took the person at their word. Public reports of potential coronavirus exposure generally come from the Monroe County Public Health Department, which Roy says has been notified. Jackie Schumann, a spokesperson with the Rochester Police Department, says none of the officers at the demonstration have reported contracting the virus. Dettinger says that by not following public health guidance on coronavirus precautions, RPD officers are endangering themselves and others.
It's really unacceptable for them to not be masking if it's a state mandate that we're doing so. They put not only the community members at risk, but themselves at risk.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.